So Mu'avim Atzma, the Mu'avim themselves, Lekoshchein, isn't it for sure a Svara we should have Mechomer against them? That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Svara. On this Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, Lekesh also al-daitcha also al-daiti, not what's on your mind is on my mind. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yishno, Shtei, Preidois, Toivos, Yeshli, there are two good ladies, Lohitzim Hem, I'm going to bring out from Moyev. That's Rus Hamoyaviya, Rus came out from Moyev, Venamo Ha'amoinis, and Nama came out from Amoinis. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Moyev in order that Rus should come out, and Nama. So now, Ula said like this, V'haloi dvorm kavachoyim, there's a kavachoyim here. Oma b'shvil shtei praedus toivus madr, because of two good ladies. Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu abeis umas kedelus. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not kill out Moyev and Amoin, he kept them alive in order that these two good ladies should come out of them. If so, this was Ula's Nechama to Reb Shmuel. And so like this, that the Biti Shal Rebbe, you should know your daughter, in Ksheri, if she would have been a Tzadekis, Uruyehi Lotzeis Mimeno Dovetoiv, and if she would have had children, they would have been good children, Alachas Kama Vakama, for sure, Kodesh Baruch Hu Dehebichai would have kept her alive. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't kept her alive, you should not feel bad, like you should realize that there wouldn't have been any good children coming out of her anyway. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took her away. So that's the way Ula was Menachem. That's why he was Menachem Rav Shmuel for Rav Yehuda. Alright, we'll stop here.
Five lines down, six lines down. Omar Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba. Omar Rebbe Yechanan. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Scha Kol Beria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back payment to anybody. Kol Beria. And Afilu Scha Sichano. Even the payment, if somebody speaks nicely, for nice words, also Hashem pays you back. Nothing goes in vain. Everything Hashem pays you back. The Ilu Bechira, because by the two Benois light. His two daughters, by the older one, Dilu Bechira, the older one, Dikamra Moyev. She called her first son Moyev, which means the Lashon Chutzpah like Me'av, it came from my father, it wasn't so nice. Is Omule HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Al Totzar Es Moyev, V'yatizka Bo Mechama. You're not allowed to have Mechama with Moyev. So the Diyak is, Mulchama Hu Deloy. You're not allowed to have a war, you can't fight against Moyev. But you're allowed to make them work for you. You can enslave them. You can make them be your servants to work for you. That you're allowed to do to Moyev. Now, Sirah, the younger daughter of Lot, Dikomra Ben Ami. She called her son Ben Ami Amon. Ben Ami. She didn't say Lashon of her father. But she said rather, Ben Ami Amon. That was a nicer name, not to say from your father, like Rashi says. Moyev, Rashi says, Loshem Pritzis, Shumi Aviyah, just to say this kid is from my father. That wasn't nice. But the second one, the younger one, said a nice Loshem. She just called him Amoin, Ben Ami. Is Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe, you know, the Kervikrafta Mul B'nei Amoin, Al Titzura Miatiska Bom Klau. I mean, you can't start off with Amon at all. The Afilo Angeria Loi Tavidbu. You can't even make them work for you. So that's the schar, the payment Hashem paid back to the younger one, since she used a nicer lashon than the older one used. The Omer Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rebbe Shur Ben Korcho, Li'olam Yaktim Odom Udvar Mitzvah. A person should always be first to try and do a mitzvah. Do it first. Yaktim Odom Udvar Mitzvah. She b'shvil Laila Achaz, because of one night, She kodemosa b'chiru l'tzira, that the older one lived with her father before the younger one, kodemosa arbo derech Yisrael. That became four generations earlier into Klal Yisrael. We said before the two praedes achas came out. That oivad yishai v'dovu d'shloimai. That came out from Moyev. Rus came out from Moyev. So these are oivad yishai v'dovu d'shloimai. Vilu Tzira, the younger one, Naaman first came out, Nama first came out, ad rechovim, four generations later. From Ammon, the first came out a good child, four generations later. So also you see the older one, since she did this Dvar Mitzvah, Mashmir, the Gemara is saying what they did was called the Dvar Mitzvah they did. So since she did it first, she got schar, her child came into Klal Yisrael four generations before. But Taisa says, that the two benois light did it l'shem mitzvah. It is to correct me, Shomer and Nozim, Shomer Chalia. They did it l'shem mitzvah. Ton Rabban, what's in a price like this? What's going to be Shor Shal Yisrael, Shenogach, Shor Shal Kusi? If a Jew that owns a Shor does damage to a Shor that's belonged by a Kusi, to a Kusi, the Lachem is Potter, that the Jew is Potter from paying, we consider as if the Kusi is like a Goy, and therefore you're Potter from paying him. What about the Shor Kusi, Shenogach, Shor Shal Yisrael? What about a Shor belonged by a Kusi? Did damage to a Shor belonged to Yisrael? Halacha is Tam Mishalem Chatzin Nezek. A Tam pays a Chatzin Nezek. O Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalom. O Muad pays a Nezek Shalom. It has a regular halacha that not like a Goy. By a Goy, we have before the Mishnah that a Goy has to pay a Nezek Shalom even by a Tam. And there, if a Kusi does damage to Yisrael, he has a halacha like a regular Yisrael, that a Tam pays a Chatzin Nezek and Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalom. That's what the Tanna Kama holds. Rabbi Meir, says, Shor Shal Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shal Kusi. If a Jew is Shor, belonged by a Jew, does damage to a Shor belonged by a Kusi, Potter. He also agrees that with Potter we don't have to pay him. But if Shal Kusi Shenogach Shor Shal Yisrael, what's going to be if a Shor belonged by a Kusi does damage to a Yisrael? So then the locker is Bein Tam Bein Muad Mishalom Nezek Shalom. Whether it's a Tam or whether it's a Muid, you have to pay a Nezek Shalom. Sechura means to say that the Kusi has a halacha like a Goy. This is the same halacha the Mishnah says about a Goy. That by a Goy we said, if a Goy does damage to us, even a Tam has to pay a Nezek Shalom. So Mar says, Lameimer, you want to tell me, to sober Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir holds, Kusim Geri Aroya thing. Kusim, that was his nation, that they were Mizgayer, that became Jews. The question is, was it a good Geris or a bad Geris? So now, according to Rav Meir, that he says the Kusi has a halacha like a regular Goy, you have to tell me his Geras was no good. His Geras was like Geri Aroyas thing. They were Gerashi says, the same from Malachim of Forest, Vishlach Hashem Bahem as Aroyas, the Kusim Ksivi Hosam. And they only became Jews because they're afraid. They didn't do it the Shem Shemayim. So therefore, their Geras was no good, and therefore they have a halacha like Goyim. So that's what Rav Meir holds. Therefore, it's very good. Rav Meir holds the Kusi as the exact same halacha like a Goy. That if his Shor does damage to us, even a Tam has to pay a Nezek Shalom. Now, this is the Gemara Yastakashu Reminu. I have a question on this. It says, halacha in the Gemara Nidom, Kol haksomin, haboyim erekem toirim. All the ksomin that come from rekem are toirim. Rashi says, Ir was a city, Sheruba nochrim, that most of the people living there were Goyim. Now, the dam nochri tor midiraisa. Midiraisa, if a goya sees dam nidus, it's not tom, it's tor. And if that tam touches something, it's tor. The pasuk says, dam ro b'nei Yisrael, isha ki sazriya v'yolda. So we dash and basi Yisrael mitam abaleido v'nida, v'loi nochri. So nochri has no tumor, nido aleido. The afagad rabbon gozra leim shiu kizovim al kismeim la gozra. Even the rabbonim gave him a din tuma, but on the ksum, it means on the cloth. Now the shmatis they have that has dam on it, the shmatis not tome, the ksum are not tome. So a kismeim the Yisrael gufayim with rabbonim inu. Because by a kesem of a regular Yisrael of an isha, it's only with rabbonim that it's tome. The midiraisa dam yi a zoiva vipsorexiv shetiro migufa. That when is dam tome if she sees the dam? She has to see the dam coming out of her body. For loyshe timtzu bigdo. And not if she finds the dam on her clothing. So midiraisa, if she finds dam on her clothing, on underwear, it's tahor midiraisa. For yafilu rosa migufa minimasechta nida. Shlegozra dam nochris, tuma ela bioide lach. Even now, vagoya sees dam, it's only tome midirabonu when it's wet. Tez nan dam anochris beisham metarim esulaymim karoiku memor gleho. A koponim, it's not matama when it's yovish. So therefore, this kesem, if you only have a shemata from a goya that has a dam on it, it has no tumah to it. So therefore, the Loch says here, Kol HaKsamen, all these shmatas you find that has blood stains on it. HaBoyim Erechem, it comes from Rechem Torim. Since Rechem, most of the people there are Goyim, so you have right to say this is a Kesem from a Goya, and it's Tor. Rabbi Yehuda Metame, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's Tomei. Why? Mifnei Shehem Gerim V'Toyim Ben HaNochrim. Because really they were Gerim, they were Jews there, just they assimilated with the Goyim, means they didn't keep the Torah. But really they have a halacha like a Jew, and therefore they're Ksamim HaTomei. Therefore it's Tomei. They're like a Yisrael Mumo that has Tumas Nida. Now, Mibein HaNochrim, let's say you find the Kesem, you know for sure it came from a Goy, Tohirim, then it's Tohor. Like Rashi just said, on the Goyim there's no Tumas Kesem.
Now, what about Mibein Yisrael and Mibein HaKusim? That became from a place that both the Jews and Kusim were living there. So Rabbi Meir Metame, we have to be afraid it came from Yisrael Tamei. And even Kusim Atamei. For Chachomim Metarim, Shlonechdu Yisrael HaKismayim. So most probably the Kesim did not come from the Yisrael, but rather came from the Kusi. And therefore the Kusim are like Goyim, they are Tahirim. But our Koponim Alma, what do we see here? That Ksover Rabbi Meir, Ksusim Geri Yemesein. That Rabbi Meir says, no, Rabbi Meir says that the Kesim is Metamei, because we say the Kesim came from the Kusim, and the Kusim are like Jews. So you see, they're called Geri Yemesein, that's why they're Ksover Matamei.
It says, they're like a Yisrael, so have a steer in Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir hold? What is the Kusi? This nation, this Kusim, where they were Mazgai, that became Jews, was it a good Geris or wasn't it a good Geris? Here, Alma, we see Ksav Rabbi Meir, Kusim, Geri, Emesein. Yes, when they were Mizgayir, it was a good Geris. The Geris is good. So therefore, the Kesem is Tamei. So the spirit before, what does Rabbi Meir say? If a Kusi hits us, so even a Tam has to pay a Nezer Shalom. So Rabbi Abu answers true. Avada Rabbi Meir holds that Kusim are called Geri, Emesein. But Kenasu, Shekornas, Rabbi Meir, B'mamoinam, Shlo Yitamu Behem. Rabbi, the pshat from Meir is there's a gzerim and Rabbanah. Rabbanah made a knas on their mammon that they should have to pay a nezek shalom, even though they're really a Jew. But they wanted to make them different, shelo yitamu behem, that we should not intermarry with them, like we should know they're different because they didn't keep the Torah. So therefore, the Rabbanah made a knas here that if a kusi that owns a shore, even though it's only a tam, if it does damage to us, it has to pay a nezek shalom. That's the Shan Rav Meir. Not that he holds Kusim are really Goyim. Kusim are really Geri Emesein. They're really Jews. Just Rabbanah made a kenas upon their mammon to say that they have to pay for a tam a nezek shalom. And they made this different. They made them different. The people should know they're different, not to intermarry with them. So Marek Sakasha. Mosi Rav Zer. Rav Zer asked a question like this. We had a Mishnah in Ksubas that said, Eilu Nair Rishishlam kenas. These are the ladies, if somebody lives with them, is manas them, the man has to pay them kenas. Habu al hamamzeris, if you live with a mamzeris, v'el hanesino, v'el hakusis. That if you live with a kusis, the man has to pay her kenas. Now the question is, v'yi salkotai, if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Meir holds, that konas Rabbi Meir v'mamaynam, Rabbi Meir made a kenas upon their money, that a kusi has to give us his money, like even for a tam. He has to pass a nezek shalom, so Rabbi Meir made a kenas. If so, hochinami niknoit kedei shlo yitamu behen. How come here also the chum didn't make a kenas to say that if a Jew is ma'anis, this kusis, this young girl, this narva kusis, that usually the Torah says you have to pay chamishim shkolim, he should be potter. Why isn't there a kenas here also? We're potter from paying them the money, and there should be a difference. Shlo yitamu behen, the people should not come to marry them. How come here we didn't make a kenas? Some Rabbi says like this, the reason why they didn't make this type of a kenas